This channel is sponsored by Dab Apps. Hello, you're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. I'm Laura Evans, and this is the Brighton Business Show. Broadcasting monthly, you can hear from local entrepreneurs, find out about schemes you could be taking advantage of, hear about events you might want to attend, and pick up tips from business experts. Our sponsor is Plus Accounting, and on today's show we've got two brave businesses coming in to do their elevator pitch. Local business people tell us what they think Brexit would mean for business. Fiona Graves of Midnight Communications gives us the news on the Brighton & Hove Business Awards with some tips for entering. Kelly Dibbert of Wired Sussex tells us about a new degree programme that will be bringing talent to the workplace. Plus, reports from the Women in Business Networking Meetup, Besco Celebrate Earth Day, and the Living Wage celebrate 4 years of the campaign. First, let's kick off with some local business news. If you have any news, let me know and I can give it a mention on the show. Get in touch, tweet me at Laura of Brighton. Things like events, launches, anything that's happening, new things, send me a press release. On Wednesday the 25th of May, the Mompreneurs Networking Club Grand Bus Tour hits Brighton. Women, men, parents who are sole traders, small business owners and aspiring business owners are all welcome. Drop by the bus to talk to professionals for free local business support, share skills and drive forward ideas. It'll be at Ship Street by TK Maxx from 10am to 4pm. See mompreneursnetworkingclub.co.uk for more details. This month's Chamber competition. Win two tickets to Briefs at Brighton Fringe on the 2nd of June. Entries close on the 31st of May. It's an evening of burlesque, comedy and acrobatics. Check out the details at businessinbrighton.org and how to enter, or follow them at Twitter, Brighton Chamber. The week beginning May the 23rd is Workplace Health Week, and Active Sussex are asking workplaces to encourage all of their employees to do 150 minutes of activity during the week, walk 1 mile at lunchtime on Thursday, and then have a healthy bring and share lunch on Friday. There are even spot prizes for local businesses, so you can win those. Visit activesussex.org and get in touch with them to find out more. Can you support local business Coru Architects? They entered their zero carbon luxury sustainable holiday home into the Virgin Voom competition, and they need your vote before the 23rd of May to bring the solar powered passive pod to life. Visit vmbvoom.com/pitches/passive pod, and that's PASSIV pod, and give them your vote. Remember Sarah Harvey from Snowdog? She came on the show last month to tell us about the 40 decorated dogs we can expect to see popping up around Brighton. Well, you have until just the 26th of May to sponsor one. Snowdogsbythesea.co.uk for more on that. Brighton SEO are moving to a bigger venue. The next instalment of the biannual conference takes place on the 2nd of September, and they'll be moving to the Brighton Centre, having outgrown the Dome even. See brightonseo.com for details and to get tickets, and they go super quick. ATH London Road, previously Emporium Theatre, who recently became a CIC, celebrated its third birthday this week, so happy birthday. And finally, our lovely sponsors, Plus Accounting. They have an event coming up on the 10th of June. You can book in for free 45-minute sessions to talk business, tax and VAT advice. It's a surgery with Luke Thomas. It's free. Sounds great. Check out plusaccounting.co.uk for the details and book yourself on. Now for the elevator pitch. This is where a brave business comes in and they have 1 minute to tell you their elevator pitch. They need to explain what they do and make you want to know a little bit more about them. Only this month, I have two brave business warriors in to do their pitch. Guest number, yay! Guest number one, mystery guest. Are you ready?
Just about.
Right. Ready?
Let's do this.
Set. Go.
Hi, I'm Julian from Muddles Beverages, which is at Muddles Beverages. No, at Muddles Bevs on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are getting fatter. One in four adults and one in five children in the UK are obese, and it's sugary drinks that's causing it. But what about fruit juice and smoothies? Well, they're just as fattening as Coca-Cola, and we're drinking nearly £1.5 billion worth of the stuff every year. That is exactly why I've created Muddles, fruit drinks that taste like pressed juice but have about half the sugar. Our mission is to take Muddles national within 3 years and get the nation drinking less sugar, but that all starts right here. We need you to go out there and try our Muddles in places like the Brighton Dome, V-Bites and Hisby Foods, and make as much noise on social media as you possibly can to persuade Brighton to become a sugar smart city by choosing less sugar and choosing a Muddle. Thank you.
That was really well timed.
that was really hard.
Don't say that, Julian. No one else will want to come in.
It was well scary. I just want to go home.
Oh, don't say that. It wasn't that bad, surely.
Okay, cool. I'm glad it's over.
I think you did really well.
Cheers.
I mean, you're part of the entrepreneurial spark, so you've had a lot of practice at doing this pitching, haven't you?
Yes. In fact, the last time I did it, I was standing in front of a room of about 100 people with video cameras and lots of special lighting and everything. But for some reason, that felt kind of easier. Because when I do it live, I tend to shout it, whereas I can only kind of say it here. So it's just remembering to breathe is the tricky part.
I think you did very well.
Well, that's kind. Thank you.
You did. You did. And Don't be put off, listeners. I'm sure it's not as bad as Julian makes out.
No, it's fine.
All right, so our second guest. Are you ready?
I am.
Right. You just fiddle with the knobs. Ready, steady, go.
Hi, my name is Henrietta, and I'm from the Brighton Hove Wood Recycling Project, and we're a not-for-profit social enterprise. We started in 1998 by Brighton man Richard Mehmed, who was looking for wood to build his children a playhouse. At that time, waste wood was just landfilled, so he set up the project to try and find a better way to deal with this precious resource. Our work has helped to change the way wood waste is dealt with, not just locally, but nationwide. 18 years on, and the project remains completely financially self-supporting and won many awards for pioneering approach to resource management. We collect waste wood from all sorts of organisations, and last year we rescued and reused more than 400 tonnes of wood. You can visit our shop, which is branded The Wood Store, for reclaimed timber products and beautiful bespoke reclaimed timber furniture. And we're up at the Field Project, Preston Barracks, Lewis Road, and our website is woodrecycling.org.uk. Thank you.
Good timing as well. How was that?
That's all right. I only wrote this about half an hour ago. So,
oh yeah, everyone, you filled in last minute because I had someone else who couldn't make it. So thank you so much for doing this. It's very brave.
That's all right. Thanks for inviting me. It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
It's good practice.
And you've got an event coming up as well.
Yes, we do. Next Saturday, the 14th of May, from 11 till 4, we have an open day at our site at Preston Barracks. And there'll be live music, wood workshops, lots of food, a botanical drinks garden. So come along. It'll be a great day. It'll be discounts in store and hopefully the sun will shine.
I see there is a free box making workshop.
Yes, there is. It's for kids, but I'm definitely going to be in there making some boxes.
I want to come and make a box.
Definitely. So, come along.
Not just for kids, is it? No. Okay, good. Yeah. So I'm just going to get your websites again, just in case people want to get in touch. Henrietta, what's yours?
Woodrecycling.org.uk.
And Julian, what's yours?
Well, social media tends to be better. So yeah. It's at Muddles Bevs. Muddles is spelled M-U-D-D-L-E-S for sugar.
And where can people buy your Muddles?
Yeah, so around the place, we've got about 30 or so clients in Brighton and Hove. So as I mentioned during the pitch, if you could hear it through my struggling voice, the Brighton Dome, Hisby Foods, V-Bites, places in the lanes like Bread and Milk and Phil. And then if you're listening in Hove, places like Ray's Bakery and Drury Southern as well.
Brilliant. Thank you both for taking on the elevator pitch.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to take on the elevator pitch, get in touch. Tweet me at Laura of Brighton or use the form on the show page or check out my website. There's a page there about the radio show with details how your business can get involved. It's lauraofbrighton.co.uk. You're listening to the Brighton Business Show on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM or online at radioreverb.com or even by podcast, laura-brighton.podomatic.com, also available on iTunes. Our sponsor is Plus Accounting. They're a local chartered accountant and business development service. And I spoke to guests at a recent Chamber pop-up breakfast and asked them, what do they think Brexit is going to mean for business? Is it good? Is it bad? There were some strong views. Let's hear more.
I'm Pete Jenkins. I'm a gamification consultant and expert. I think we should stay in. There you go. I think it's probably better for business. But I'm slightly biased because I keep applying for EU funding projects and things, which obviously I wouldn't be able to do if we weren't in.
My name's Karen. I'm the founder and CEO of Cali Kids, with a TripAdvisor for kids activities. Cali Kids is not international yet, maybe one day, but I'm a believer that we should stay in Europe. Partly my husband's French, so I'm very much part of Europe. But also I think it's security. I don't see how, as a small country, we're not that big. We like to think we're important. We used to have a great empire. But actually, how, as a small country, can we survive in this huge changing world?
Clive Bonney, I run a company called Strategic Management Partners. We specialise in innovation and fundraising for small firms. I think it all depends on the type of businesses we're talking about. At the large-scale corporate end of business, I think we'll find that most corporates are in favour of Brexit because they like the economies of scale in European free trade and also in helping manage their currency fluctuations. Small businesses have different challenges, and one of the great things about UK small businesses is that we are highly innovative. This gives us a real competitive edge, not just in Europe, but also in the global market. So my particular opinion is that Brexit is a good thing for small businesses, particularly innovation company and services. But for the corporate market, it's a different case.
Vicky Hughes, I'm the MD and founder of Fugu PR. We're a PR and communications consultancy. Totally and utterly, very clear, I think Brexit is not a good thing for business. We are better working together, supporting, collaborating, opens up more doors. We work with quite a lot of science and pharma companies and technology companies, and quite frankly, their growth would be stalled massively if we were not in and working so closely with other European countries. I think we can all achieve much more together.
Hi, my name is Matt Barker. I run MPV.com, which is an online platform for photographers and videographers to trade their equipment. It would be business suicide. I find it very worrying. I'm pretty confident that we will not vote to leave, but I find it quite shocking that we've actually got to a point where we're having a referendum. I don't think it should be a referendum, and I think there's a lot of misunderstanding around the impact that it would have economically, and I find it very, very concerning.
Hello, I'm Jill Wolf. I'm the Managing Director of Chimera Communications, which is a PR and marketing consultancy.
It really depends on whether businesses trade in Europe and worldwide or whether they don't. It'll just be down to a personal choice.
Upcoming events for Brighton Chamber are the Fringe pop-up breakfast on the 25th of May, where the host for the morning is Republic, next to the Brighton Wheel, which is sparkling new this year, and it's similar to the really popular Spiegel tent. And then on the 23rd of June, Mega Bite-Size Learning Business Law for Busy People. It's a half-day training course which will include contracts, protecting your USP and employment law essentials, followed by the 1st of July, media training. So for people who, like this, are filled with dread talking on the radio or going on TV, and no, I'm only joking, folks, then this is the event for you. Media training helps with your content, what you're actually going to say, and importantly, how you're going to say it.
Brilliant, and then they can all come on the show.
Absolutely.
And to think I was worried that people would sit on the fence. I would have liked to have heard more from both sides. Research does show, though, that Brighton is a big supporter of the Stay In campaign, and that's certainly reflected by the people I've spoken to there. Thanks to Clive Bonney, Vicky Hughes, Matt Barker, Karen Back, Pete Jenkins, Jill Wolf for commenting. Research from the University of East Anglia indicates that 55% of people in Brighton Pavilion constituency will back the Remain campaign with only 24% for out. So what do you think, though? Is Brexit good or bad for your business? Tweet me at Laura of Brighton. The vote takes place on the 23rd of June, so make sure you vote wherever your opinion is. And if you see Jill Wolfe on that day, wish her a happy birthday. It's her birthday, so buy her a shot. This is Radio Reverb. You're listening to the Brighton Business Show with me, Laura Evans, on 97.2 FM. Dab Radio online at radioreverb.com or podcast on iTunes or laura-brighton.podomatic.com. I'm now joined in the studio by Fiona Graves of Midnight Communications to tell us about the Brighton & Hove Business Awards. Entries now open. Hi, Fiona.
Hi.
So, what are the bar bars? I like to say. Do people still call them, do they call them the bar bars for short?
Yeah, some people say bar bars, some say bar bar like a sheep. so it kind of varies. But yeah, it stands for Brighton & Hove Business Awards. They're now in their 11th year and it pretty much acknowledges and celebrates all those iconic businesses of Brighton & Hove who've really put Brighton on the map and helped build the Brighton brand.
Yeah, because you're in your 11th year. That's very impressive.
Yeah. It's been going a while. Really, really proud of it. It was an award scheme that Midnight Communications founded and came up with. So it's great to see it grow year on year.
Yeah. And how long have you kind of been involved yourself with it? Was it from the start?
From the start. Oh. I just had my 10-year anniversary at the company. So actually, yeah, so this is going into my 11th. So yeah, I've been there since the birth.
Yeah. And it's really nice to kind of recognise local businesses, isn't it? And for them to have a bit of a party and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, there's just so many businesses that people across the city wouldn't even know existed. So that's what it's all about. It's everything from your small startups to your people that do everything for the community, but to your ones who bring thousands of millions of pounds in tourism to the city. So it's a real diverse mix.
Yeah, because I see from your categories, one of them is business beyond the city. So it's not just those people doing business in the city.
Yeah, it's those who are taking it international. And you'll be surprised, there's some brilliant businesses out there.
And other categories include green business, outstanding Brightonian.
Yep, so there's a mix. There's 15 categories this year. So we make sure there's a category for every type of business, everything from community, best place to visit, new kids on the block, customer service, all the way up to managing director. So anyone who wants brownie points, go for it. and then outstanding Brightonian, that's a real prestigious category. It's a nomination one, so it goes to individuals who have gone above and beyond for services in Brighton, and it's had some real winners in there.
And do you have a favourite category?
I like Best New Kids on the Block, because it's all about businesses that you never knew existed, and then you read their application and you see all their passion, what they want to do with the business, how they're projecting where they're going to go, and then in 5 years' time you might see them in a national paper and you're like, I remember them. So yeah, it's really encouraging.
Yeah, you must get very interesting kind of new startups with that one.
Yeah, really, really good.
And so is it for everyone? Can any business apply?
Yep, any business can apply. That's why I said there's a category for every type of business. So just make sure when you go onto the website, look at the criteria. That's really, really important and key, because that will determine whether or not your business is suitable for it.
You know, what are the benefits for businesses of applying? It's not just about having a nice, I mean, it's nice to have a shiny award. But
it's great to have a shiny award. It's all about showing competitors you've done really well, great brand awareness. It's just really rewarding. You can, for example, put the winner logo on your website, on your paperhead. So there's a real mix and real kudos. And it's for the team as well. They've worked so hard to put this business where it is today. And it's a chance to reward them.
It's nice to have that kind of stamp of approval for a business as well, isn't it? That they can kind of put it on their website and go, look, we are for reals.
Yeah, and it's great on the night. It's so nice seeing. Last year we had quite a few tables of 10 of just the team, and they're just so happy, having so much fun. And then it doesn't just stop there. It continues after the awards ceremony, because everyone's hyper on Twitter. Their pictures are all coming out, and it's an ongoing process. So you're looking at about at least 10 months worth of PR marketing should you be shortlisted as a finalist throughout the city. So yeah.
And what do you do on the night? It's obviously a big party.
What don't we do on the night? It's a very long day for us. So it's an awards presentation. As this is Brighton, we like to do it a little bit different. So this isn't a sit-down black tie. It's something of a little bit more edge. But we're yet to announce it. We're doing all the little secret plans right now. But
you can't tell me then. It's going to be a good
one. I know, it's going to be a good one. Last year we did something a little bit different with afternoon tea. So it's going to be something along those lines, not afternoon tea, but something quite quirky and Brightonian.
Okay.
And yeah, keep on the website to find out.
And I think
I'll have to come back.
You will have to come back. You were at a particularly interesting venue last year as well.
Yes. Yeah. A church, All Saints Church in Hove.
Yeah, it looked beautiful.
Yeah, so that was last year and the year before we went to Brighton Pier. So we
did
always
you have
want to
Elvis?
Do this. Maybe.
Yes, you did.
And
you
brought Marilyn Marilyn on long. That's what I said. It's so much fun at the ceremony, but at the same time it's business and serious, so it's a perfect combination really.
Yeah, and I think, you know, business people, they still like to let their hair down. It's a good yes. opportunity for people just to have a good laugh.
Yeah.
Treat their employees, have a bit of fun, dress up.
That's what it's all about.
How are they judged?
So we have a panel of leading companies and organisations from across the city. There's around 25 of them, and everyone from Brighton Chamber of Commerce to Brilliant Brighton, Brighton Hove Food Festival, along to our sponsors such as Cardin Accountants, Gatwick Airport, Gemini Print, Royal Bank of Scotland, so a whole mix. We always like to make sure judges kind of, they know loads of different industries, so we make sure it's covered. And then all the judges get sent their entries, and then they all attend a judges meeting where all 25 judges will sit round a table and discuss every single entry that has been submitted and determine who the finalists are and, most importantly, the winner. So very thorough.
It is. And do you have any tips for people who are thinking of applying?
Yeah, so top tips. One of the most important things, answer the question. You'll be surprised how many people just think, customer service, right, yeah, customer service. I'm just going to whack something together and it'll be absolutely fine. But answer the questions. We work really hard to give each category a description and criteria so people can clearly structure their award entry and produce something really award-winning.
Yeah. And maybe get someone else to read through it. That's always
read
a good tip,
it.
Isn't it?
Don't write it, then submit it. Write it, go home, come back in the morning with fresh eyes and read it again. You'll probably notice little things. And also use testimonials. Judges love facts and figures.
That's a good one.
Customer service, all right, where are the customer reviews? Put them in there. Give some percentages of how much the turnover or the business increased that year or over the last 3 years. So nice
great,
juicy
great
details.
Tip. Yeah. And to the awards, let's get to the nitty gritty, the details.
Yes.
So they're open at the moment for entries.
Yes. So we launched last Tuesday, Tuesday, 3rd of May. And we are open for entries until the 29th of June.
And how much is it per entry?
It's £50 for one entry or £100 for up to three. But then you've also obviously got the Outstanding Brightonian, which is free to enter.
Great. And when is the award night? Is that a while off yet? Or?
The award night is going to be on Thursday, the 22nd of September. That's all I can tell you right now. And then we'll be...
This is very mysterious.
We've got to build the momentum of it.
You will have to come back and tell us more about what you're doing on the night.
I will. I have to bring some finest along with us.
Yes. Oh my God, that would be excellent, actually. Yeah,
no
I'll
worries.
Make sure I got you a slot on the show. So another benefit for entering, you could end up on the show. Closing date, 29th of June. And if they want to enter, what's the website?
It is barba.co.uk, but that is spelled bahba.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Fiona.
Thank you.
This is the Brighton Business Show on Radio Reverb with me, Laura Evans, sponsored by the lovely Plus Accounting. The Living Wage campaign has been celebrating 4 years. I went along to hear about that and what makes the campaign in Brighton a little bit different. Sarah Springford and Grace Evans started by giving us a review of how the campaign came about and what they're hoping to achieve in the next year.
So just a quick reminder for you about how the Brighton and Hove Living Wage campaign came about. In October 2011... Councillor Bill Randall formed a Brighton and Hove Living Wage Commission. Bill's here today. Give us a wave. Thank you. And the commission met for 6 months examining how paying the living wage could potentially affect local businesses and employees. And in February 12, Brighton Chamber held a big debate about the living wage, and it was the businesses voted for having a living wage campaign locally. And so in April 12, the Living Wage Commission announced that a business-led campaign for the living wage would be spearheaded by the Chamber. So it's been a very busy year this past year. As in previous years, we've been looking at the business benefits of paying the living wage and encouraging businesses to join the campaign. There's now 269 businesses, charities and social enterprises and public sector organisations signed up to the campaign in Brighton and Hove and the surrounding area. Nearly 3,000 jobs have benefited, 2,703, which is fantastic. It's also the first and only business-led campaign in the UK. People often say, funded by Unison, run by the Chamber. So we're very pleased about that, and I'm sure that's why so many businesses have signed up. It's also raised awareness and started important discussions in the city about the living wage.
I'm Grace. I think most of you know me already. Those of you that don't, I am the Projects and Marketing Manager for Brighton Chamber, and I run the Living Wage campaign. So nearly 60 businesses signed up to the campaign last year, and we aim to get at least that many more signed up during this next year, with 3,000 salaries elevated. And we want to put Brighton and Hove on the map as a living wage city. We have some funding in place to run the campaign this year, and we're looking for further funding for 2017. So let me know if you'd like to find out more. Or get involved. And we're asking you today to take part in our challenge. So we want to make some noise about the campaign here locally. So if you're on Twitter, tweet us at BHLivingWage. Ask one of your suppliers to sign up or a business that you know and display your sticker, your Living Wage sticker, which has kindly been printed by Lollipop Print. You can add the Living Wage employer badge to your website or your email signature just to sort of spread that further. If there's any other way you'd like to get involved, then do get in touch with me if you want to feature as a case study on our blog. And someone to mention is Paul Clark from Charles Pantry, who's sitting over there. Paul runs the Charles Pantry and he's on a mission to reform the catering industry.
My name's Paul Clark. I am the owner of the Charles Pantry in Brighton. We specialise in ethical and sustainable burgers. The campaign is called 50 Kitchens. You can hashtag 50 Kitchens. And it's basically trying to get 50 food businesses in Brighton and Hove to sign up to a preliminary agreement so all agree to raise their wages to the living wage simultaneously. I think it's beneficial for businesses to promote these things for themselves as well. Like customers are getting more discerning, so it's in everyone's interest, not just their staffs. It's really difficult to find decent staff. They all go up to London because the pay down here is so bad, the prospects are so bad, and I feel like quite easily turn Brighton into a real foodie hub, good staff and good benefits. Just make it a kind of shining light and a beacon, an example of how food should be done to the rest of the country. If they want to contact me on thetrollspantry@gmail.com, and once we've actually got the website up and running, everything's kind of going smoothly, we'll start getting people signed up. And yeah.
The next speakers showing their support for the campaign were David Arnold, Policy Officer at Unison, followed by Councillor Warren Morgan.
The magic ingredients, of course, you lot, businesses, people who are willing to put your hands in your pockets and pay a decent wage, to pay a living wage. Also, politicians, people like Warren, the local authority here, who have supported the campaign and sought to ensure that their own staff are paid the living wage, which of course is very important to lead by example. And of course, another part of the equation is the role that trade unions play as well in ensuring that campaigns like this are funded and supported. I think we're now kind of headed into a new phase. There are some significant challenges ahead. In many ways, in that first 4 years of the campaign, I think we've all been able to benefit from scooping up the low-hanging fruit. And now, I think heading into the future, there are going to be some harder nuts to crack. And it's very important, I think, that we commit to keeping the campaign going to ensure that Brighton does benefit from being a living wage city in the future. I also think there's a huge challenge that we face around the new national living wage that the government have introduced, which is clearly a useful development. But we should see that for what it is. It is, in effect, an enhanced national minimum wage. We need to, I think, get that message out that the living wage, the real living wage, that's calculated on the basis of need, what people require to meet, you know, a decent standard of living, is still strived for and campaigned for. And it's up to all of us, I think, to try and ensure that happens in the future. So thanks again for all that you've done to implement the living wage locally. I think that's brilliant, and hopefully we can campaign together in the future to spread it even further.
We're a great place to live and work, but we're an expensive place to live and work, with property prices going up to around London levels. So people can't survive in this city on minimum wage employment alone. So I'm really grateful to all of you for stepping up, all of your businesses, supporting the real living wage. I'm grateful for the Chamber of Commerce and to Unison for their support, to Bill, one of my predecessors, for putting us on the right track 4 years ago. We're committed to continuing that work. One of the first things we did last summer was commit the council to supporting the Unison Ethical Care Charter, part of which is making sure that all of those people working in social care across the city are paid the living wage as well. There's more work to be done. We've got to keep pushing with the campaign. Thank you all for your support, for your engagement with it. Let's get more people on board. Let's keep this campaign going. Thank you.
That was the Living Wage campaign. Get involved if you're an employer. Sign up and show your support for a real wage in Brighton, especially in the catering sector. Good luck, Paul Clark and Trolls Pantry, with your campaign.
Radio Reverb is Brighton's radio station, entirely run by volunteers and firmly rooted in the city's community.
We are a non-profit organisation. No adverts, no disc jockeys, just real people.
Making radio that Brighton deserves.
I'm joined now by Kelly Dibbett of Wired Sussex, who is here to tell us about a new degree apprenticeship programme. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Lovely day.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Down on the beach later.
Yeah, we'll just tell everyone we were here for like 4 hours. So for the uninitiated, let's start with Wired Sussex, who you are and what it is your organisation actually does.
Cool. So at Wired Sussex, we're a membership organisation. We have over 2,800 member companies and freelancers across Sussex, about 1,600 in Brighton and Hove alone. And we support the digital cluster in business development with a range of events. We run a jobs board, a projects board, and all sorts of things in between.
So you must be busy. You've got a lot of members there, haven't you?
Yeah, just a few. Lots of lovely members, though.
And you're the talent manager, which sounds very exciting.
Yeah. So I make sure that the digital businesses that are our members get access to the best talent in locally.
And, you know, you've run these brilliant apprenticeship schemes, or like intern schemes in the past, that have just been renowned. Excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, I've worked at companies that have had interns through it, and then they've stayed on and developed great careers and stuff. And now you've got a new programme that you're talking about.
Yeah. So we're teaming up with Chichester University. They've got a new degree starting this September, September 2016. And it is a degree apprenticeship for junior software engineers.
It's something I imagine businesses have mentioned quite a lot to you, and that it can be hard to find the people with the right skills.
Yeah, that's right. On a daily basis, I work with our members, and it is the biggest area of skills gap. Obviously, the digital sector has sort of grown exponentially. And with that means that the companies have grown massively, and there isn't always enough talent to fill the roles as the companies grow. And developers are the sort of highlighted sort of area of talent that gets... I get told day after day that, you know, we need more developers. And we ran a skills summit last year where, again, all the member companies that came to that, they said, you know, we're really crying out for developers. So that's why we thought it was like a good match, this new degree apprenticeship programme, to help fill some of that skills gap. Each person that goes onto the programme, they work for you, like in a normal apprenticeship way. And instead of going out to get a sort of A-level standard apprenticeship, they're going to get a degree at the end of it. So, you know, they will be at university for 3 years, and they will attend university in actually Bognor Regis, where their digital marketing, digital media department is based, and they will spend 1 day a week there getting their degree. So at the end of the time, they will not only have got great work experience working for the small company or large company, and they will also get a degree out of it as well.
And what kind of businesses can get involved with it? Is it for everyone, or
For everyone can get involved in it. So you know, it doesn't matter what size. But we're running an event to to promote the apprenticeship scheme for Wired Sussex members. That's on the 17th of May, a week Tuesday, I think.
I guess you're going to be super booked up for that, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of interest already, which we knew we would. So we've kind of extended the invite. So we're going to have it in the main space within the fuse box. So people can go online and book a ticket to come to that through our events calendar, which is on the website.
I think it's really good, isn't it, what you're doing? Because, you know, people say that there's a skill gap, but they also have to take responsibility for training up their own employees and continuing to train them if they want them to be the right kind of people.
Absolutely. It's really important for businesses to take that responsibility. And, you know, our Skills Summit last year was really interesting because we know there's a skills gap in certain areas. But what's also really nice is to hear what local companies are doing to upskill their staff internally. And we had some awesome lightning talks last year by, I think it was 5 or 6 different companies that do some really awesome stuff to train their staff, to retain their staff, to make them feel, you know, valued. You can look at those from on our website as well.
And what is your website?
Our website is wiredsussex.com.
Do you have any other events that you have coming up? Because obviously you do run quite a lot of events.
Yeah, we've got some. So, we listen to what our members want. We ask them regularly. And we are currently running some Wired Sussex breakfast sessions. So not only we've got the apprenticeship event on the 17th, we've also got the next one coming up next week is Better Project Management. That's on Thursday, the 12th of May. 9 to 11 o'clock. So, you know, if you are struggling to deliver projects effectively, or want to know what project management tools and techniques might help to actually run a project, then, you know, again, that's free for Wired Sussex members to come along to.
Great. Anything else you want to add, or?
We've got a couple more sessions coming up just in case anyone's interested, but you can book all of these on through our events calendar. So on the 26th of May, we've got a Funding Your Business Idea, a look at crowdfunding. So anyway, you know, to build your business. And then we've got another one coming up on the 9th of June, which is looking at angel investments to fund your business.
Ka-ching. Money, finding out how to get money is always good, right? People are always interested in that.
Absolutely. You know, it is important for businesses to help them grow.
But all these things are always great networking events too. You're always going to meet lots of similar businesses, people who have similar issues, keep
absolutely
in touch with them.
And that's what's so brilliant about the sector down here is we've got a great community. It's really great to be part of it. And, you know, we run Wired Sussex meetups. We get like 150, 200 people along, and it's just brilliant. You know, so many people know each other, but it's just, you know, everyone's willing to help and do business together. And it's you know, it's all what Brighton's about, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I know you have some nice social meetups as well, and
yeah, absolutely,
everyone has a bit of drink and has a laugh, and
yeah,
it's quite informal, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's people, you know, business is about people, and you know, networking in Brighton is easy because we're kind of like a, you know, a cool place to be, and our members are pretty cool as well.
Yeah, I think you have a cool job because you get to see, I guess you get to see the people develop. And
absolutely, yeah, you know, it's really nice when, for instance, you know, I haven't been at Wired Sussex for huge amounts of years, but it's really nice when someone comes to a networking event or comes to an event and they sort of developed and they started as an intern through one of our programs in the past, because, you know, I think Wired Sussex have had, you know, I think we've had 4 intern placement programs now, and it's really great when they come along and they're a sort of senior manager in a few years' time. It's really nice to see.
And maybe they're taking on a new intern then. And
absolutely. You know, what goes around comes around, and, you know, that I think that's why the sector has grown so quickly and strongly in Brighton.
Share the love, listeners. Go and check out wiredsussex.com, find out more. And thanks, Kelly, for coming in.
Thank you, Laura.
You're listening to Radio Reverbs, the Brighton Business Show, sponsored by Plus Accounting, with me, Laura Evans. If you haven't already, check out the podcast at laura-brighton.podomatic.com or search on iTunes. You can hear previous shows, interviews, hints, tips. Hear about things that are going on around Brighton. A lot of the meetups are just, you know, continually meeting up every month. One of those is Women in Business Networking Group in Brighton. I went along to find out what that's all about. So let's find out.
My name is Kate Bronte-Stewart, and I run the Women in Business Network Group in Brighton and also in Tunbridge Wells. It's a networking event specifically for women, so we are quite informal, but we run to an agenda to keep everything business focused. We have groups all over the UK. So yeah, it's a way for women to come together, share ideas, get to know each other, and then we work on a premise that you work better with people that you know and trust. So that's what we try and develop in the group. When we first come together and formally open the meeting, we'll each distribute our business cards and any formal literature that we want to share. Then we have a minute to introduce ourselves and just say if there's anything particular we're looking for that month or if we have any upcoming events. Then we might have a guest speaker or a spotlight event where a member or a visitor will present for an extended period, so about 10 minutes, to give us a deeper insight into their business. And then we have a lunch, so a one-course meal, which is particularly nice at this venue, I have to say. And after the lunch, we come to the Let's Do Business section, where we go around the group again, and if anybody has said anything in their 1 minute that resonates particularly, or someone has asked for a referral for marketing or web design, and you know someone who you think is good, then that's the opportunity to give that referral. Quite often people will arrange one-to-ones, which is an opportunity to meet outside of the group. It's a very supportive environment as well. So in terms of problem solving, people will quite often have an issue that as an independent sole trader, you don't really have anyone to fall back on. So it's a really nice opportunity to just say, do you know what? I have no idea how to whatever it may be. And actually, at least one other person in the room almost always has the answer.
Hi, I'm Maggie. I run a digital marketing agency called Search Pilot, specialising in paid search advertising. So I've been coming since probably around 6 months ago, and I've got a business partner, so it's both of us. It's really supportive, and it's really good for brainstorming. I personally like meeting people, and I'm more creative when I talk to people. We've met loads of different businesses that we're hoping to work with as well, and we really enjoy working with small businesses. I think it's definitely worth it, and the food is amazing. There are new people coming in every single month, so there's loads of people that you can meet, and there is always something surprising about. There was this one lady, for example, the other month, and she's making hats, and she's so passionate about the hats. I have never seen someone so passionate about hats, and there is someone like that coming all the time.
I'm Aimee Cox, and I'm an osteopath and cranial osteopath in Hove. I joined Women in Business Networking about a year ago, and they're monthly, and you get to have a lovely lunch with other like-minded businesswomen, which is lovely, and it's a really supportive group, and you share lots of hints and tips, as well as obviously bringing in referrals, and I have to say it's been very useful for me, and I really enjoy it, which always really helps. It's very friendly, and there'd be no reason to be nervous at all. Everyone's just really lovely.
As a visitor, it's £25. As a member, it's £22 plus the annual membership fee of £220. You can come as a visitor up to 2 times. The membership works really well because you obviously get to know people much better, and people are much more inclined to give you referrals and business if they know and trust you. So the Brighton group meets the first Thursday of every month. We meet at the Ginger Dog in Kemp Town, which is lovely, I have to say. And we have the function room upstairs, so we're totally private. It's 12 till 2. The first half an hour is coffee and mingling before we formally open the meeting at 12:30. And yeah, we have visitors and we have membership. All of the information is available on the website, which is www.wibn.co.uk, and you can search for our group there.
Thanks, Kate Bronte Stewart, for having me along to a very welcoming group. And thank you, Aimee Cox and Maggie Didzinska, for chatting to me there too. What's your favourite networking event? Which one am I missing? I can come to events and do reports, so you can let people know what you're up to. Or maybe you go to a really good one and you think people should know about it. Give me a tweet at Laura of Brighton and invite me along. Talking of events, Besco celebrated Earth Day, and CEO and founder Kayla NT told me more about that and what they've been doing for businesses locally.
My name is Kayla NT. I'm the founder and CEO of Besco, Brighton and Hove Energy Services Cooperative.
And happy Earth Day.
Yes, happy Earth Day. Really important day. We're screening the film The Economics of Happiness, and it's an important film because it demonstrates how we can
develop happier, more joyous communities. And really, the way that we're evolving is that more and more people are medicating or taking antidepressants to resolve fundamental problems. And this film is really about how we can create more, a more natural happiness. And then after that, we're going to have a question time style event with experts in the various fields like transport, housing. What we do is we help people with the transition from fossil fuels. We're really about facilitating that transition and making it easier for people to choose for renewable energy and energy efficiency. And so we offer energy assessments for your home. We're working with the East Sussex Credit Union to offer finance if people can't afford to install renewable energy or energy efficiency measures in their home. And we also do larger projects which are designed to bring steady income into the co-op so that we can be financially viable and continue to combat fuel poverty, because at the end of the day we also want to do something about the 15,000 people who are in fuel poverty in our community. We are only exclusively working with businesses right now. We've done lighting in the Fabrica Gallery, for example, and so if you go by during the Brighton Festival to their exhibition, you'll see all of our lights there. And those are all energy-saving LED lights. We put 15 kilowatts on the roof of the Work Central on Middle Street, where Caroline Lucas's office is, actually. And we put in LED lights on all the floors there, converted that building. So we're just about helping reduce carbon emissions, helping install renewable energy, and helping people save money on their energy bills, because our energy market is actually quite broken and we need local community groups who are providing a community service like BESCO. Get in touch with us to save money on your energy bills, because if you can lower your operating costs, then your profits will increase and you will lower your carbon emissions, and you can be a beacon for other companies who really can assist in this transition from fossil fuels to a cleaner and more equitable society. We're offering shares to people in the community to become members of our co-op, and all of the companies that we're working with are showcased on the brochure. So if you worked with us, we would help you build awareness around your care and safeguarding our environment. On our website, you can see our calendar, and all the events that are going on in Brighton or with BESCO are posted on there. So you can just look on our website, right on the front homepage, and you'll see them there.
Great. And what's your web address?
It's bhesco.co.uk.
You've been listening to the Brighton Business Show with Laura Evans on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM on DAB Radio or online at radioreverb.com, or by podcast, search iTunes or visit laura-brighton.podomatic.com to hear previous shows and interviews, pick up advice, tips and the inside track on local organisations, meetups and schemes that you could be using. Thank you to today's guests and contributors: Julian of Muddles, Henrietta of the Wood Store for doing the elevator pitch, very brave, Fiona of Midnight Communications, Kelly of Wired Sussex, and also all the contributors to all of the recordings there, so the Brexit interviews, the Women in Business Networking, the Living Wage Celebration, and BESCO, Kayla Enty on the end there. And massive thank you to our sponsor, Plus Accounting, as well. The show page on RadioReverb.com has all the details. Find out more about other shows and donate to the station there too. So keep Radio Reverb independent and ad-free. We're run on donations and sponsorships, so please get involved. It's your radio station. Let me know if you have any interesting business news or events coming up. Tweet me at Laura of Brighton, or use the form via the Brighton Business Show page. Or you can check out my website. I've got a page there that's about the radio show. It's lauraofbrighton.co.uk. Thanks very much for listening.